as it runs from white to white. How it shines, come now and make a man see the world. I was up last night dreaming about a new day. His eyes was dreaming, so dreams told him. I was dreaming about it, I was dreaming about it, I was dreaming about it, I was dreaming about it. Wake up, see the world shouting in night. All of our dreams fought through the night. Wake up and see darkness run from light. Dance into the bright. I've seen the whole world reaching for the sun.
You're listening to Rockin' Randy on WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Turn on the TV and it's always the same. It's just those losers and winners in some ultimate game. And there's no point playing if you're not gonna win, cause winning's a sacrament and losing's a sin. And they wear me down to the soles of my shoes, and I'm feeling so tired, and I'm wasted and wired, and I'm got the American blues.
WOOD with your host, Rockin' Randy, back crawling in your ear for another show. It's September 3rd, 2020, and this is show number 18 in our series, appropriately titled Pandemic Music to Live By. And that's the formative word, live. Hope you're still living and enjoying some music and enjoying life wherever you may be listening from. It's the end of the summer here in the woods of Maine, and boy, that's it. 2020, the summer of 2020 is done. What an unusual time it's been. Here we go, back into fall. The trees are starting to turn here a little bit. We're starting to feel some colder temperatures in the evening. And Labor Day is here. I hope you get a chance to celebrate in whatever way you do. And thanks again for joining me for another one of these radio podcasts. Took a week off, needed to take a deep breath. And in fact, I'll be taking a deep breath here again over the next couple of weeks, taking my own vacation, which feels like, man, I'm ready for it. It's been an interesting and sort of an intense summer in one form or another, and I'm looking forward to unplugging, as we say these days, for a while. Going to get on the horses and ride out into the west, into the Adirondack Mountains for a week or so. Well, I've got a fun show lined up, and a lot of great music coming down the pipeline here in the last couple of weeks. Going to play some new stuff for you, and we'll visit some classics as well, as always. started out today's show with a very interesting piece that I pilfered off the New York Times daily briefing site that I get, and they often have some interesting and unusual articles. This one happened to have five clips of violin pieces that the author thought you might want to listen to if you were interested in what a violin would really sound like and the best way to I don't know, sort of listen to a violin being played. This was, I think, the fourth or the third of the examples in the article, and I clicked over onto it and listened to this very haunting piece. This is by a gentleman whose name is Darian Thomas, and apparently he's been mixing music and writing music from his apartment in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm assuming he's been pretty well isolated. Interesting piece with effects pedals, and the violin pulls it all together in sort of an intimate way. The name of the tune was Darkness Runs from Light. It's a phrase that you hear him saying a few times. Very interesting stuff. It's always, you know, you hear a song for the first time, you say, well, what do you think? I needed to listen to this song a couple of times, and it did grow on me. I liked some of his lines. I was up last night dreaming about a new day. I was dreaming, soaring, hopping. I don't know. It's good stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. And then we followed up that Darian Thomas piece with something quite different, an interesting banjo. There was some mandolin in there, much more of a traditional singer-songwriter piece by Scottish-born and Canadian-based singer-songwriter by the name of David Francy. If you haven't caught his music yet, please do, man. It's good stuff. David Francy, he's got about six or seven albums out already, and all of it is really solid, blue-collar, working people's music. I don't know. It just feels fresh to me. It feels real. The tune we listened to was called American Blues, and this tune has really popped up for me a number of times over the past couple of weeks, and I just sit and listen to it. A great tune, really captured my feelings in a way about how I'm feeling about our country right now. And don't get me wrong, I love our country deeply, but I am troubled, and I just felt that David Francy captured some of what is happening in the American zeitgeist right now. American Blues is the name of that tune. That's off his 2013 album, so it's been out for a while now. The album is called So Say We All. Check this guy out again, David Francy. Fun stuff. All right, well, let's get right back into some music. I don't have anything special planned in terms of check-ins or guest DJs this week, but I did want to give a shout-out back to Hal Phillips for the last show that we did together, show number 17. Hal, thanks so much for joining me in that great alt-country music show. Really enjoyed it. I've listened to it a number of times and just love the tunes, and have followed some of the bands and artists that I wasn't all as familiar with, and just really enjoying great alt country music. One of the bands that we listened to was called the Jayhawks, and turns out they just released a brand new album this past week. If you like alt country and you liked the Jayhawks, I highly recommend this. The album is simply titled XOXO, Roman numerals for 2020. And again, just very poignant songwriting by some very talented musicians who are, again, sort of capturing the zeitgeist of the moment and of the times that we're living in. Check this tune out. This is a good one. It's called Living in a Bubble. And you're hearing it right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Thank you. and CNN. Now the news cycle started. Don't think I can take it again. Living in a bubble.
Thing. A woman in love is a delicate thing, and a woman who's sad for no reason at all will be crying in public in the car or the mall. Crying in public, crying in on the train, alone there she sits, sobbing her heart out, falling to bits. On a park bench on a sunny day, when a woman's distressed, you best look away. If she's crying in public, crying. Feminists claim that we're all the same, but I don't know a man who's felt the same shame. She might look a million or only 10 cents. When mascara runs, there's no recompense. Aristocrat, pauper, or the bourgeoisie all know what it feels like when life's misery means crying in public, crying in public. Revealed when the heartstrings are pulling you into a field, you run through the cornrows and find nowhere to hide. Then all of a sudden it bursts from inside, and you're crying in public. Crying in public, crying in public. stay close by my side. Hard times come a calling, they will not be denied. All at once I
fly down my angel, land on my right knee. I need a little comfort and some gentle company. Well, I hope you're finding it in today's show, my friends. This is show number 18, and I'm happy to be playing some music for you, just really digging into the music mix bag and pulling out whatever feels good. Feeling a little melancholy, as I said earlier in the show, waiting to take a break and take a little vacation. I think I need it, but I'm finding a comfort again in this music, as I hope you are. And thanks for joining me. That was Gillian Welsh. That's just off a newly released album called Boots Number 2, The Lost Songs, Volume 1. Fly Down, beautiful piece. Before that, another great... a female singer-songwriter, Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. This is also a new album that's just recently come out. I guess it came out in July of this year. It's called Hate for Sale. Intriguing title and indeed an intriguing album. Great album. Really have always liked Chrissy Hynde. The band, The Pretenders, that she really came to fame with, has broken up, members had died, and she just really got together with some new artists and went back to just straight ahead writing and singing. And I think this particular album, Hate for Sale, represents some of what was best in the Pretenders band, and that's pretty cool. We heard an intriguing song called Crying in Public. Straight ahead, beautiful stuff. Singer-songwriter Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. And then we started out that set with a fun tune, that alt-country tune from the Jayhawks, Living in a Bubble, which I guess we all have been, merging some bubbles off and on with various people, but for the most part staying isolated here in the woods of Maine, and living life here at the end of the summer in 2020, the year of the pandemic. Well, I've got nothing more to say, folks. Really just want to play some music just to get into the groove here. So let's jump right back into it. This is a cool tune that I've been listening to off and on, off an album that I loved back in 2006. This was a collaborative effort by Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint. The two of them, both very talented musicians and songwriters, they collaborated on an album back in 2006. Let's see, what was the name of that album? Let's see here. Yeah, The River in Reverse. Interesting album. If you get a chance, check it out. Let's take a listen to this fun song. This is called Nearer to You, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
To you.
WOOD Radio from Outlaw Ridge, deep in the woods of Maine.
Down on the ground, baby, I'm too far gone. those days you can't explain when nothing's right or wrong. Too much wine or not enough, so you just play along. There's no rhyme or reason, ain't a damn thing you can do. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you. Searching for a melody to sing my soul to sleep. Reaching for some harmony down inside me. Some days you know just how it goes, some days you have no clue. Some days you write a song, some days the song writes you. You can fall, you can fly, get low down or get high. You can try or just leave it alone. You can search for the way, you can curse, you can pray, but the words have a way of their own. It don't matter how much it hurts, you got to tell the truth. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you.
Thank you, Mr. Guy Clark. Some days the song writes you. Yeah, that's off the album from Guy Clark, 2009. Some days the song writes you. And the song is actually called Some Days You Write the Song. And I'm hoping you're getting some inspiration, maybe writing some songs in your head as you listen to this music here in early September of the year 2020, the year of the pandemic, COVID-19. Just to remind you all that that's what this is all about. Music to hopefully lift your soul and help you deal with some of what's going on around us. Before that, a great classic from 1973 off the Brothers and Sisters albums. One of the albums in my record collection that got used a lot. It was pretty beat up by the end, I think. I still have it. That was the Allman Brothers Band, of course, with Greg Allman singing Come and Go Blues. Just wanted to drop that in there because I love the tune and seemed fitting at the moment. Before that, a great tune, somewhat... unknown, really, because it hadn't been released in any of her other records, many records, but Linda Ronstadt singing the tune Falling Star. Beautiful tune that was eventually distributed on a box set that Elektra put out in 1999 of Linda Ronstadt's unrecorded or unpublished tunes. Falling Star. Thanks, Uncle John, for sending me that suggestion. That was a good one. I hope you enjoyed it. And then, yeah, we started out that set with that fun tune by Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint, Nearer to You. And there's some music to try to get your Labor Day weekend going, and hopefully you're safe and practicing your CDC guidelines or not, whatever, wherever you may be coming from, trying not to politicize this show too much in the middle of all of these crazy debates we're having over how to deal with COVID, as well as our future of our country and all kind of things that we have to deal with. But this show is about music, and again, I hope you've been enjoying it. I have been. It's helped me get out of a little funk, I think, and I'm feeling good, getting ready for my vacation, and we'll be taking a couple weeks off at least here for the show, so plenty of other music back on the website, standingoakmedia.com. There's 18 shows there now, folks, 18 hours of Rock and Randy crawling in your ear with all kinds of music. Hope you've been enjoying it. I sure have enjoyed the experience, and I will continue again here in the fall as we turn the corner and start looking at elections and all kinds of interesting things coming at us. So let's finish out today's show with three more tunes that I'm going to play for you. I wanted to go back and play another of the David Francie tunes that I've been listening to. We started out the beginning of the show with his American Blues piece, where, again, it was instrumentalist. I'm going to play this next tune for you, which is a acoustic. It's a acapella, just Francie singing in that beautiful Scottish brogue of his, the tune that he calls Blue Yonder, and that's off his album So Say We All. Check that out. And then after Francie, I dug deep into my record collection and pulled this tune out from that double album that Chicago put out in the early 70s. I think it was 73 as well. From their album Chicago 7. I want to play the tune for you. Where do we go from here? It's a poignant question. And man, they were struggling with that back in the early 70s, just like we are today. So it sort of gives you a little perspective on where we've been and where we might be going. And then I want to finish out today's show with a very poignant tune that I love to play this time of year. It always gives me goosebumps and gives me a little chill when I hear Tom Rush, a great singer-songwriter from the 60s, singing his classic tune, I Get the Urge for Going. If you're somebody who pays attention to the seasons, this is a song that should give you a little melancholy. Summer's leaving and winter's moving in, as Tom Rush says. The grass is turning brown. And winter's coming down, or summer's falling down, and winter's coming in. So it's one of those great classic tunes, I think. Great way to end this show. We'll take a little break for a couple of weeks in the fall here, and then we'll come back into this later in September. And let's see where we go from here, just as Chicago's asking us to do in the larger sense. It's been fun. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. I love your comments and emails. Please keep writing. It helps me to understand that there are people listening and connecting with my listeners, such as you are. I love you all. And man, let's just try to keep this going and stay safe. Remember, music is a salve that will heal a lot, and hopefully you've gotten a little from me, from Rock and Randy in today's show. This is number 18 in our series, Pandemic Music to Live By. Live on, folks. We'll see you soon. Here we go with David Francie singing Blue Yonder. Take good care.
Here on the ground, it's a long way down to the land down under. And all I want to do is ride into the blue yonder. I'd be up in the sky and I'd be higher than high, and it's no wonder that all I want to do is ride into the blue yonder. and to the blue yonder, and to the blue yonder. All I wanna do is write into the blue yonder. I'd be up in the clouds and I'd be laughing out loud with the world to wander. And all I wanna do is write into the blue yonder. I'll be into the blue and I'll be gone on through and I'll be out from under. And all I wanna do is write into the blue yonder. Into the blue yonder. Into the blue yonder. All I wanna do is write into the blue yonder. Into the blue yonder. Into the blue yonder. All I wanna do is write into the blue yonder.
Today and found frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in, thank you. I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. I had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin. And not another man in town my darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling, their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for summertime was a falling down, the winter's closing in. The warriors of winter gave a cold triumphant shout. And all that stays is dying, all it lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going, get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. Ply the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out and hold to my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. All her empires are falling down, winter's closing in. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling. Thank you.